At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome back to our series predictions episode. We have the Boston Red Sox playing in Oakland against the Oakland Athletics for how many more games? We don't know. They may be the Los Angeles or the Las Vegas Athletics next year. Three-game set. We have a TBD pitcher for the Boston Red Sox, Terry, against Paul Blackburn. Who do you have winning game one?
I'm going with TBD. I mean, TBD has been okay for the Red Sox lately. It's getting to the point where I'm looking for a war stat for TBD. But I'm expecting, we don't know which reliever is going to pitch the first inning or two. It could be Brennan Bernardino. He's a popular one. Certainly won't be Caleb Ort like we were seeing, but I think, you know, beyond the first or second inning, I think you're going to see a lot of Nick Pivetta, and I think he'll eat up a bunch of innings, and it'll just go accordingly after that. This Oakland team, you know, you talk about money ball. Lately, it's dumpster ball. They got a bad farm system. There is just nothing good to say about the Oakland A's, and they commit a lot of errors, and I think the Red Sox will be fine, you know, doing a bullpen game against them. And they've lost seven in a row. So I think tomorrow will be eight in a row. Give me the Red Sox.
Cody.
How big does it look now that Cutter Crawford was able to go six innings so that we could do these bullpen games to open up the series against Oakland? Looking at Paul Blackburn's statistics, 1-1 with a 4.86 ERA. He actually pitched against the Red Sox on July 9th, going one inning, three hits, two runs, a home run, a walk, and one strikeout, 39 pitches in that inning. Doesn't give you a lot to feel confident about if you're an Oakland Athletics fan. You know, hopefully the Red Sox can keep the hot bats going. Hard to pick against Boston in game one of the series. Charlie, what are your thoughts?
You know, TBD hasn't done too badly for the Boston Red Sox this year, so I'm just going to go ahead and line them up with T. I think the Red Sox end up winning game one of the series. Game two, surprise, surprise, another TBD going against Oakland Athletics' Luis Medina. Who do you have winning game two, Terry?
I think this game, assuming Nick Pivetta pitches game one, will be the best chance to win for Oakland. Having said that, give me the Red Sox.
Mr. Cody.
Yeah, I don't like this TBD's pitcher's stuff as much as game one's TBD pitcher. No, I don't know. All I really have to say about game two, much like Terry was saying, I think this is Oakland's best chance to win. Luis Medina pitched pretty well against us the last time out. Six innings, seven hits, four runs, all earned, but nine strikeouts, 84 pitches. If I remember correctly, he was in control for that game. I think the defense kind of reared its ugly head for Oakland and gave Boston a couple of extra chances, and we were able to get out of that one positively. But I'm going to pick Oakland in game two. I think, you know, the bullpen might be a little bit taxed. I don't know who else our long reliever is going to be if we go Nick Pivetta in game one. So give me a split with a rubber match for game three. Oakland takes game two.
I actually think this is also going to be Oakland's best chance to win. And I also am going to say that Oakland will win game two. I think we're going to have a very consistent view of game three. For Medina, he didn't do, you know, great really last month, but against the Red Sox, this is someone who struck out nine in six innings of work, just did not get the run support. But in games that he gets run support, allowed one run, five innings in one start, two runs in five innings in another, the walks are really the issue with Medina. He does like to walk a lot of guys, so a little bit of an outlier. He actually is more consistently walking 2, 3, 4 or more than he is walking 1 or none. And he's like locked to walk 3 or 4 in the month of June. 26 innings, 25 strikeouts, 21 walks. Not pretty. But I will stick with my gut and say Oakland on that one. Game 3, Brian Baio will be pitching for the Boston Red Sox, going up against Ken Waldichuk, who has been a Swiss Army knife starter, reliever. Terry, who do you have going and winning Game 3?
Automatic win for the Boston Red Sox. You know, Brian Baio, I keep saying I'd love to see more punch outs from him. You know, once that happens, I mean, you're going to have a, you know, a perennial Cy Young threat, you know, from him. But, you know, Ken Waldichuk is not good. He blew the one game they had a chance to win against us. I mean, they let it and let it and let it. And then around the 7th or 8th inning, Waldichuk comes in and either tied up the game or gave up the go-ahead. I forget how it played out. But either way, not good. That's essentially going to be a bullpen game for them. And I can't pick any team right now to beat Brian Baio. I have to keep riding the hot hand, and certainly Oakland's not giving me any reason whatsoever to pick them as the team to beat him. So I think it'll be a good start. And Baio didn't pitch against them the first time, so they don't have anything. There's no familiarity, you know, at all. So I think he's just going to go out there and do his thing. Automatic win again for the Red Sox.
Cody.
Yeah, I mean, this series is essentially a 2-week clock turn back to the other Oakland series, right? All three pitchers that we're going to be facing, you know, in this time around in Oakland, we faced and had some decent success with, you know, when it was in Fenway. Waldichuk went 1.1 or 1 innings and 1/3, 2 hits, 1 run, 1 earned run, another home run, only 1 strikeout, no walks, 21 pitches. You know, again, nothing to really kind of give you a lot of confidence that things are going to be different this time around. And to look on the other side of the mound and see Brian Baio is, you know, just gives us a heart full of confidence. Rubber match, per my predictions, at the very least, you know, I like Boston in Game 3 to continue this hot streak of competition that's in front of them and hopefully pushes us towards being buyers at the deadline.
For those tennis fans out there, game, set, match. Boston Red Sox will win 2 games out of 3. I refuse to bet against Brian Baio in any stretch of the imagination. There's really only one pitcher that I feel I would be willing to have the stones to take over Baio, and he's currently on IL. So Brian Baio will continue to rule the roost. He's on a streak of 7 straight quality starts in 8 of the last 9. 9 of the last 11. Just an incredible pitcher for Boston, has just been fantastic, and I refuse to bet against him. So the Red Sox will win 2 out of 3. Anything else that you gents want to add? Right on. That will do it for all of us tonight. To all of our loyal and first-time listeners out there, thank you so much. Have a wonderful night. Take care.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.